Hey guys, Will Durst here with a report from the front lines of the G20 summit recently concluded in Los Cabos, Mexico. And the good news is, no knife fights. Also, for the very first time, the proceedings were judged to be more boring than watching varnish harden, which is considered a coup for the host country. The G20 meets once a year and is made up of 16 of the countries with the largest economies in the world, excluding Norway, the Netherlands, Spain, and a couple of others, but including the European Union and a couple of others. And they let Spain crash the party every year, even though it's not a member. Think of it like the football cheerleader clique in high school. Although the G20 is not to be confused with the G8, which is made up of 8 of the world's top economies, excluding China and Brazil and a couple of others, which also meets once a year and was originally known as the G6 and then the G7. Of course, the G20 replaced the G33, which itself had superseded the G22. So, who knows? Maybe the G8 and the G20 will marry and produce a love child to be known as the G28, which will then meet twice a year and be more boring than hospital pudding. This was the 7th meeting of the G20, and the politics involved are breathtaking in a stupendously vapid way. Nothing happened. And for nothing to happen on a global scale is exactly what everybody wants. It was agreed that decisive action will be required someday by someone. An understanding was reached that agreements might be forthcoming, but not until a framework is forged that can accommodate international excuses that will absolve everybody of any blame and/or responsibility. And Greece was never mentioned by name. But we all know who they are. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.